famously, the landscape around Saltholm is not one that you would expect would be conducive to creating a wildlife haven, the horizon scattered with cooling stacks and chimneys, steam cranes, yellow towers, grey towers, warehouses, and a certain big blue bridge. But in the midst of it all, there is a kind of luxury home or holiday destination for hundreds of birds. And to explain how it all happened, I'm joined here by Caroline Found and Lydia Teig of RSPB Saltholm. Now, Caroline, remind us how this all came to be.
Well, Saltholm's here really because the birds and the wildlife was here first. So because we're so close to the estuary with its muds, which birds, it's just food for them, and we've also got wetland habitats, those are absolutely ideal for just loads and loads of different types of bird species.
It is a place that you would look at and expect would be kind of inhospitable to wildlife. Is this a real example of the power of nature, of nature's ability to adapt to its surroundings?
I think so, yes, it is. And I think it's also shows as well how we can work collaboratively, cooperatively and really positively together with those amazing natural processes.
Now, the wind is howling out there, it's cold. It's not exactly a miserable day, but it's not a day that many people would particularly be desperate to venture out on. Do the birds feel the same way, or is there other sort of star attractions here even in the winter?
Absolutely. It often surprises people. We've got more birds here in the winter than we have in the summer, actually, because out on the wet grassland, out where it's muddy, where it's wet, that's just food heaven for loads and loads of wading birds and wildfowl. And particularly in winter, we get loads of visitors from Scandinavia who come over here because, believe it or not, it's warmer and there's still lots of water, so they can get the food that they desperately need over the winter to keep them healthy so that they're then ready and raring to go back in the springtime back to their breeding grounds that are further north.
Lydia, Caroline mentioned Scandinavia. There's lots of little red and blue and yellow houses just outside where we are. What looks to be a little blue church as well. Has that got anything to do with the Scandinavian weekend you're having?
Absolutely, yes. Some of our team built this amazing little, I've dubbed it the Scandinavian feeding village out there, just outside the visitor centre window there. It looks absolutely fantastic, and we've seen it being very well used. Not only have we had the birds that you might expect visiting there, including our woodpecker, which is fabulous to see, get good close views of a nice woodpecker. But our resident fox has been there on the feeding station overnight, pinching a couple of the fat balls and things, so that's always an absolute pleasure to see. Mammals, not just birds here, of course, at Saltholm.
Well, we'll come to that just in a second, but what is the Scandinavian Christmas event all about?
As Caroline mentioned, we have hundreds of thousands of birds travel from Scandinavia to Britain and here to Saltholm every year to get away from the harsher weather and to make sure they've got enough food over the winter months. We want to celebrate that, and of course it ties in really nicely with the fact that there's another rather famous Scandinavian gentleman of a rotund nature who travels around Britain at this time of the year as well, later on in the month. It's a fantastic opportunity for people who might not normally venture out in somewhere like this at this time of year to actually see the amazing wildlife that's here that's here on offer as well.
And finally, Caroline, we talked a little bit about nature adapting to its surroundings. There's a whole load of welly boots on posts on the drive into RSPB Saltholm. What are they for, and how has nature adapted to the welly boots being there?
Okay, well, they're there really because we just want people to, you know, it maybe is a bit cold and wet and miserable. Today it's a bit windy, but get your wellies on, get your coat on and come and have a splash around in the welly splash. Come and have a go at some zany activities like welly wanging. We've been taking some of them down ready for our big Scandinavian weekend this weekend. And as we were doing that, my colleague Karen has just said that a mouse jumped out of one of the wellies, and when she looked closer, there was clearly a nest in there. So obviously they'd decided to make the most of the fact that the wellies have been up there and nest in there.